Hello, my name is Mario, and my issue is on poverty. Poverty is defined as a state of being extremely poor, and as the change of trends in economics being the main cause of poverty, it's no wonder people are in these type of situations. The economy has a huge role in the growing rates of poverty, and it's no one's fault that the salaries and income you make don't keep up with the cost of living. As the quote says, in a country well governed, poverty is something to be ashamed of. In a country badly governed, wealth is something to be ashamed of. A quote by Confucius, a Chinese philosopher, The message I got from this quote is that it correctly represents the current state of how bad the situation is on poverty rates and what we can do to help improve our community. People in power can make a positive impact on struggling communities. Instead, they choose to only look out for the rich. The president is a good example of one of these people. For example, Trump and the congressional Republicans passed a tax cut for the rich, which in other words is like helping the rich get richer. Most people don't understand that the president giving corporations and the rich a tax break will only lead to the middle class paying the price. It makes no sense giving successful corporations tax breaks. When you think about it, why does an already thriving business need to be taxed less money when it could be going towards helping the middle or lower class? An example of this would be the pharmaceutical business, which, by the way, is increasing costs. So not only will they save money on taxes, they will be making more money off their products. By giving the rich a tax break, there will be a big deficit increase, which the president will use to justify cutting programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Not to mention investments on much-needed areas like education, infrastructure, and healthcare. To make matters even worse, these programs were not enough to help the struggling people. So imagine cutting programs that were not beneficial enough and making the people have an even more difficult struggle to keep up with the cost of living. Even when looking at the tax cut from a different perspective, it still makes no sense as to why this would be a good idea. Some small businesses will save a year is a few thousand, which is nothing compared to what they have to pay, for example, in insurance or other things. So basically what they say from the tax cut is nothing. One thing that is beneficial in all this is that Democrats are using this as a way to help Americans more aware of the current situation and how this could affect their future. Most people realize now that it would be smart to reverse tax cuts and to, more importantly, raise taxes on the rich so that we will be able to help the middle or lower class living in poverty, which is why I think one of the solutions would be to vote, especially the youth. As a united community, we have a voice and we can fight for our rights as human beings.